The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's making things go right. God has a plan. Nothing sneaks up on the Lord. When you're following the Lord, you got to stick with what He says. You got to stick with the faith, stick with your faith in the Lord, and enjoy the hope of the Lord. The secret to staying in faith is enjoy the hope you have. See, you don't have to, everything don't have to be formed out for you. The expectation is good enough. When you're in faith, you know you got it. You know you got the rewards you're after. And just enjoy the hope. See, sometimes when you're believing for things that's got to manifest, hope is for the future. But your faith attaches you to it right now. As long as your faith is on, heaven is operating, doing all the necessary things that needs to happen in order for you to receive whatever it is you were after. And I thank the Lord for our wonderful president. And after hearing the prophets and going to the Lord and listening to what the Lord had to say about Donald Trump, I'm excited. These are exciting times because the Lord is undoing some things that's gone wrong. This is not just about expecting the best outcome for Donald Trump and America. This goes for everything. But I just honor the president because he's a real patriot in my opinion and in God's opinion, because God chose that man. And people don't like him because he was evil spoken against. But the church is, you know, people speak against the things of God and they poison people's mind against God. You know, many people don't come to the Lord because the way of the truth is evil spoken of. Now, this is what Paul wrote in Timothy. Or it's either Timothy or Thessalonians. He wrote about how the way of truth will be evil spoken of. And when God selects a person, Satan hates it. I got the words mixed up. Satan hates it. And he tried to impose his fear on people. And sometimes they fall for it. But when you go in your prayer closet, which most people won't do, and just listen, the Lord, if you're receptive, He'll teach you what He's doing. You won't be in the dark. And then you'll stop being frustrated. But I'm having a good time. There's a party going on the inside. The things that the Lord has taught me over the years has helped me to see things in a greater way. And I see the plan of God forming out. Things He told me that would happen years ago in the 90s is happening right now. He said the day will come when 1,000 people would get saved every hour. And people who saw heaven, they see a lot of people go to hell and a few people go to heaven. But now more people are going, many people are going to heaven. It's still a sad tragedy that many people are going to hell, but the Lord is moving by His Spirit. And more people are going to heaven through Christ, which is the only way to heaven. And in my lifetime, Donald Trump has done more for Christian people. He's done more for patriots. He's done more for Israel than any other president in my lifetime. And I thank God for it. And I remember I found out Nixon did some things for Israel also. He helped them at a strategic time. People kept that out of the news. And so did Harry S. Truman. And other people have done things too. But what Trump did is greater. And I thank the Lord for him. You know, you give honor is due where honor is due. And I believe that God is with him. I believe angels surround him. I pray for his safety. And I thank God for him. And I love him, but I loved all the presidents. I voted for the ones as good and bad. I knew that they would be president, and I asked the Lord the best choice, and And I go in my prayer closet and get answers. And the things the Lord will tell you is not always popular. When people don't pray, they just, you know, they're not going to agree. But I don't need anybody to agree. That's the wonderful thing about faith. You don't need anybody to agree with you. For you to be in faith, it's a blessing to have fellow believers praying with you. That just makes it even greater, as long as they're in faith. But I don't struggle to be in faith. I enjoy the hope that's set before me. See, it's an opportunity to be in faith in the first place, but it's up to you to enjoy the hope. That's a choice you make. You can enjoy the hope that you have. And I'm looking, while I'm enjoying the hope, I'm praying and from the position of faith. And I'm thanking God. My prayer is worship now. I'm thanking God for what he's doing and what will happen and the people that's going to be blessed. See, we have to fight for what's right. I believe the Lord is making a statement. And, the witchcraft of this world is no match for the prayers of the saints. So, as we believe God, they're going to find out that their witchcraft ain't good enough. And there are witches. There are people who do spooky things in the dark and have satanic rituals. And, you know, they try to ruin the country. Satan has poisoned their minds and their hearts. And they're going to be destroyed. And Satan's going to destroy the witches too. Once he get his will done, he's going to destroy those folks. And they don't know it. They got a bad deal coming. And hopefully the light of God's word will show up and show out to hopefully get them on board with God. I don't hate anybody, but I saw the destruction that will happen to people when they don't believe. Now, when Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites, if they had driven them out, they would have knew that their witchcraft was no good, and their sorcery and their idolatry. They would have found themselves picking grain in another land while Israel enjoyed the Canaan land like it was supposed to be. And for some of them, that's what happened. So they turned from their false gods. And some of them believed on the Lord because of Israel. But some of them, you know, the ones that stayed, they were emboldened in their idolatry. And then when Israel ended up in idolatry, they were happy. They thought that, we were right. Until Jeremiah came along and told them that God had given all the kingdoms to Nebuchadnezzar. And they probably didn't fear Nebuchadnezzar because he probably had a smaller army. He was probably insignificant compared to theirs. But he took their behind right on over to Babylon, and they were slaves. And it all happened just like Jeremiah see. And then there were the false prophets there are many preachers that hate Trump, just like Hananiah told Jeremiah that what he said wasn't going to happen, but after two full years God was going to bring back his people. And then even Jeremiah said amen, because they can be so convincing. But Jeremiah was sent right back to him. He said, you cause people to believe a lie, you're going to die this year. And then he died in the seventh month. Just like all the false prophets now, they're going to be exposed for what they are. See, God knows he's going to take the mask off people. And people that's hard-headed are going to be exposed for being hard-headed. People that's doing idolatry is going to be exposed for their idolatry, witchcraft, and so on. Their fornication and their adultery, all of it is going to come out. Things they've been trying to hide. But see, when the Holy Spirit is moving, and he gives you a grace of time to repent, and you don't repent, you harden your heart, then he hardens your heart some more. Then he exposes you for what you is, in plain sight before everybody. Now, and at the end of all this, God is triumphant. And we're going to win the fight, and that's just the way it is. And people will see But once they'll see what God can do and what God is doing, I see it now, and I'm enjoying the hope. See, when you're in faith, you're stable. You can enjoy the hope. It's a choice. Now, I make it sound easy, but it really is. I'm saying this after years of revelation and the Lord training me to receive more. And I thank God for all of it. Now, you can do the same thing. I was thinking just last night when I first got saved, I was in the choir. Not that I'm a good singer, but I was in the choir. I love to worship God. And I had a hard time in those days. The enemy would give me evil thoughts. I didn't have the job I wanted. I didn't make the money I wanted to make. I would see people get promoted before me. You train people and they get promoted. All these kind of things would happen. And then you had to deal with your own thought life. You had to correct it. And I didn't want the dark things in my mind. So the songs we learned in the choir, I would use them as battle songs. I would use them to fight back. And I would worship God until I felt His peace. I would praise God and destroy things that Satan was building up. See, I didn't have a good hold on the Word yet. I was filling my heart with the Word, but I had just come out of the world. And the things I know now, it's much easier now because I've been receiving the Word. But I did, from the beginning I've done this. I had hope for something and I enjoyed the hope. And I would sing those songs and I would be refreshed. It's like playing a video game, you know, you get a reset. If your man get killed, you get another one and you keep going. Well, if things go wrong, you get a reset, you keep playing. Well, you stay on the battlefield. I learned to fight. The Lord taught me how to fight. But the good thing was I had fight in me, because somebody told me, which was Chris Lucas, that we have authority over Satan. That was good news, because I was in this to win. I did not want my life to reflect the world in no form or fashion. Everything that was worldly had to go. I disconnected with the world. I kept repenting until I was done with it. And I love God. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to pastor His Word, how to do what I was supposed to do, how to not let Satan's thought dominate my life. And I would use praise songs and worship songs, and I would enjoy the Word of God. Now, in all this, it gets better. You grow deeper in the Lord. You receive His Word in your heart and embrace it. Sometimes people hear the Word, but the problem is they don't receive it. You have to receive it in you. You got to receive it to the point that you use it in your life. You receive it, and then you believe it, and then you act on it, and then you learn it in that order. See, if you don't receive the Word, it won't be there when you need it. But if you're receptive, it will. If you give your attention to the wrong things, if you're too focused on situations you desire, even the presidency, you can be so focused on it that you miss the point. And I mean, if you're worried about whether you really want Donald Trump to win and be found victorious, if you're worried about it, you're focused on it too much. You got to focus on the Lord. This is the secret. You got to look at Him and what He's doing and why. And then you're going to have hope, and you'll stay in faith that way. But if you look at the situation, as grim as it looks, it can throw you off. And then if you don't want Him to win and you're frustrated, it's the same thing. You're not receiving from the Lord. You got to receive from the Lord to get stronger and stronger. So in your mind, if doubt gets in your heart, your faith won't work.
And to keep that from happening, you got to receive more of God's word than whatever it is that's frustrating you. If you want something good, don't focus on that. Focus on the Lord and know that you got it. You got to know it and believe it before you attain it. But you receive it in your heart. You receive the word of God in your heart. You receive the promise in your heart. That's how I received the Holy Spirit. I believe that I had it before I saw it. Before I saw the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. I understood it was a free gift. I worshiped God until I spoke in tongues. Same thing with salvation. You can't see the whole scope of salvation, but you believe on Jesus, you got peace. You got a reference that you got it. You got fellowship with the Lord that you didn't have before. Enjoy the hope. Always enjoy the hope. Enjoy salvation. Enjoy your faith. Enjoy the vision that you have. You can see yourself with it. Enjoy it. And you'll grow stronger and stronger. Stay in the word. While you gotta wait, fill your heart with the word of God. That's easy. Fill your heart with the word of God. If you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and get sucked into the vacuum of the world, eat off the tree of life. Read the word. Receive it. Hear the word. Receive it. Go in your prayer closet and pray about the things you've read. Pray about what concerns you. Pray about what God wants. And start writing God a blank check. Give yourself to God. Ask Him to help you love and do His perfect will. Only, not His permissive will. Ask Him for His perfect will for your life and ask Him to help you comply with it. And seek Him. And you'll find out that you can do this. Now, as you do these things, you're going to want the things of God to be victoriously in you. You're going to want what He wants. You're going to do what He does. As Christ is forming in you, all these wonderful things will happen for you. But you got to fight for it. You got to contend for the faith. You can't let things slow you down. You can't let the warfare ride you. You got to ride it. You drive it now. You out of your life. You drive the things of darkness way away from you. And it's easy. It's not hard at all. It's wonderful. You got to have some fight in your bones. You got to be ready to receive the word. That's what the word of God do for you. You will drive out the fears and darknesses that do exist. And you'll be able to do all that's in God's heart. And it's wonderful. And enjoy the hope that He's given us so graciously. He wants you to do what He does. He wants you to live just like Him. He wants you to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. And I do too. Now, I know what's possible, so I preach it because that's how I live. I learn what I'm talking about. I've learned what I'm talking about to be very true. And I want God to be honored in my life, and I desire that He's honored in everybody's life that I know. I want my life to suggest that God is, and He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. All of it, every part of me, I want everything I do to be worship. Every business deal, the way I take care of my family, my advice, everything must be worship. That's what I want. Because when you flow with the Lord, He helps you. When you're in faith, there's no pressure. When you have His love, you have His strength. Perfect love casts out fear. Fear attaches you to the evil darkness of this world. And I don't want to be a slave to nothing. I love God. I love His people. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. Because the Lord our God is mightily moving. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has good things in store, good plans in place. And those that trust Him will enjoy what He's doing. I happen to be way out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God too loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. Bless you.